everybody. How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Halifax is Burning, the campus and community radio show. We're going to hear the best in Atlantic Canadian music. I'm your host, Trevor Murphy, here to be your guide for the next 60 minutes. And we've got a great show lined up for you this week. Boy, do we ever. Later in the program, we'll have an interview with the one and only Jen Grant. I got a chance to head out to Lake Echo and hang out at her kitchen table for this interview. It was always a pleasure to hang out with Jen. So we'll have that later on in the program. We've got a double shot of tracks from the excellent Not You debut, which is officially out this week on May the 12th. We'll open up the mailbag and play something from Rosewood Annie. Plus, we've got brand new songs from The Barrow Downs and Pretty Normal. And we've got a great cover lined up, courtesy of Doug Mason. So much to get to tonight. But before we get to all of that good stuff, we're going to start the program with a Halifax is Burning exclusive, courtesy of our friends at Noise Records. The Holy Shroud were a Canadian supergroup featuring members of North of America and Winter Sleep. Their debut record, and their only record, in fact, was called Ghost Repeaters, and it was originally released 12 years ago in 2005 on the influential label Level Plane. Well, thanks to Noise Records, the album is getting the reissue treatment and will be available for the first time ever on vinyl later this month. You can pre-order it right now at noiserecords.com. That's NOYES records.com. The record has been remastered, and it includes never-before-seen photos and a retrospective essay by founding member and bassist Michael Bigelow. This is a ferocious and crucial record, says Noise Records, and I would tend to agree, and it's limited to 300 copies on white vinyl. So here, for the first time on the radio waves, is the remastered version of the Holy Shroud track, Calling In Confederate Debts. You're hearing it here first on Halifax is Burning.
Break down!
Something brand new there from a Halifax band called The Reference Desk. It's a new EP they've got called Sorry You Had to Feel Bad, and that's the lead track. It's called Leo. We kick the show off tonight with an exclusive courtesy of our friends at Noise Records from the upcoming Ghost Repeaters reissue. We heard a track from The Holy Shroud called Calling in Confederate Debts. You can pre-order that record right now at noiserecords.com. That's N-O-Y-E-S records.com. If you click on the shop icon, the pre-order will be the first thing you see. It's limited to 300 vinyl copies on white vinyl. Whew. Chad Peck pulling out the big stops all the time. Here's another new song. This one's from a new band in town. They're called Pretty Normal. They just played their first show, if I'm not mistaken, last week or the week before here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. This is a track called Couch.
Haven't really slept in days, never really feel broken one at a dirty mirror and a silver tongue. And she spoke in words I never heard of and left me there. The chosen one had a perfect mirror and a broken thumb, and he placed a pill on the end of your tongue and left you there.
It's a new single from The Barrow Downs, a band from right here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And that one is called Mockingbird. Well, you know, Jen Grant is no stranger to Halifax is Burning. She's been with me here live in studio before. And a few years back, she stopped by in particular to talk about her, at that time, her latest record, Compostela. In March, Jen released her new record, which is called Paradise. And on this record, it's a bit of a departure from Compostela, which was a little more reserved and a little more hushed. On this record, Jen expands her sonic horizons and even adventures into some new sonic landscapes. Last weekend, I drove out to Lake Echo, which is where she lives with her husband, who is also her producer and recording engineer, Daniel Ledwell. And we had a good old-fashioned chat around the kitchen table to talk about her new record, Paradise. We had a conversation about, in particular, about writing songs for this record and how she approached the writing of the songs for this album in a different way. This is part of an interview. You can hear the rest in podcast form later on this week. Here is part of my interview with Jen Grant. Even when you're standing by the road, So last record, you sort of took this approach where you kind of holed up in a camper and, mm-hmm. and wrote all the songs. This time around, you're kind of being a little more collaborative, especially working with Dan.
Just with Dan, though.
Yeah.
In the other sense, it was a lot more just us, like just very stripped back. There are only five people that played on this record. And yeah, just Dan played tons of stuff on the album. Yeah, so it was a collaboration together in a different way than we have done before, which I really enjoyed.
Did you find sort of going into songwriting without having an idea a difficult thing? You know, like if you came into the studio one day and Dan had something built and you started building on that, was that...
Oh, he wouldn't be building things without me.
Oh, sounds gen.
Come on, Trevor.
Hey, we're learning together here. But
and also the co-writes with Dan happened after I wrote like 30 songs.
Right, yeah, you're a pretty prolific writer. It's amazing.
That's good. I'm glad that it's like that.
Yeah.
I love it.
It comes like pretty quickly.
Yeah, for Compostela, all those songs would, on guitar, I would write they like in an hour and a half they would be like all done or whatever, like Bombshell or something. Like it's the first song on that record. It's like, I remember just, I started like timing. How long did that take? Okay. Just from the process of me sitting with a guitar, singing, recording over and over and over and over again until the song is, until I can play it all the way through and it's
right.
done. That's like an hour and a half. And it's a stupid thing to say. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just that's the way it is over and over again. And then with this album, like, there was no guitar songs on it except for Lion With Me. And also In My Dreams, which was only written on one string, which had to just be turned into something. Like, and that's how I wrote the album Beautiful Wild, like every song on just one string.
Like one string on the guitar?
Yeah. So it's kind of like a
neat.
Sort of like a lame bass line, but it's like, this is what, you know, I can you help me with this? And then, so there was a ton of piano ballads for this record and those songs, because I never was a piano player, but kind of learned how to play piano, I guess, with this record. Those would be like 8 hours of me sitting at the piano playing with like not even remembering to, probably remembering to eat, but maybe almost not remembering to eat. And just feeling very heady and just like wildly crazy at the end of those days. That was probably 8 days in a row, like two sessions of that in different parts of the year to get songs. Yeah, and then the stuff with Danny was also really quick.
Right.
It'd be like, oh, this like Galaxies or something or Paradise. It's like, you know, an hour and a half and it's like there, it's done. And then we just build upon it.
And do you find yourself at the end of the day when that song is done, is it more like the song that you started with? So are you editing or sort of making changes as you go to make things or refine things, or are you kind of what comes out first is sort of what we're going to end up with?
Well, the co-writes with Dan, the kind of what we came up with, the finished versions of those sound, I think, the closest to the original work, but just much more, flourished and, obviously like recorded well and more parts. But the piano ones that I'm writing on my own, those would sound quite a bit. It would just sound more different. I kind of wish Dan was going to say something. He's not sitting over there on the couch. I don't know if you can hear what I'm saying. He's not listening. Oh, he is listening. I feel like those songs, some of those took some large departures. The one that took the most was a song called Working Girl, which was a piano song that I wrote, and then we turned it into this kind of like crazy sort of orchestra song. It was very fast. And then we kind of just like stripped it all back and threw everything away.
I'm holding my breath like a symphony, biting my tongue till I can't breathe. It's the season. Packing my dresses up at night when all the greats we love have died. Give me a reason. And when everyone that you love and you know pushes.
she's like the wind. Yeah, we were listening to a lot of Charlotte Day Wilson.
I love that record so much.
And so that song, the version that we came up with at the end of that, which is mostly like Dan just finding the right sounds and us taking a more minimalistic approach, was inspired by some of by this woman's work, which is a similar title, but
yeah,
just by coincidence.
It's gonna take a bit of work. Oh, work. Now that you're here.
Now, you strike me very much as the kind of person who gets the sort of like the muse kind of strikes you and the inspiration strikes you, and then you're like, okay, let's do this right now. Mm-hmm. So when you're approaching lyrics, do you do it in a similar way? Like, is your first draft of a take at lyrics what ends up being the record lyrics, or do you like, do you go back to those?
It always has been, but then I think as a songwriter for Compostela, I tried harder to write lyrics that I could be proud of, and then for this album I tried extra hard. And after we went and saw Gord Downie, just the stream in the park on August 20th, yeah, that was my birthday, and I felt really inspired by that and that whole situation. And we were going to be doing vocals, I think, the next day. So I just like sat down at the computer with I had already typed out my lyrics, which I thought I was happy with, and I did make some changes. But there was also, yeah, I think some of the songs, one of the really great things that Dan encouraged me to do was to try harder in some sections where I was doing like these wordless things that I thought were these great hooks that I was really attached to. He was like, no, I think you should write like a really like badass bridge at this part. And then I started kind of doing this like almost like kind of like quiet like rapping stuff. And on In My Dreams and on Paradise, and just these sort of like spoken word monologues.
Yeah, there's that break in Paradise where it kind of shifts. It's
yeah,
it's almost a whole different part.
You want 10 minutes every day when everything that you love goes away, when everything that you love goes away, was he before and after you anyway.
That was like a really nice, it felt like I was like really stretching my muscles to do that, and I'm really proud of the lyrics on this record.
As someone who has, you know, you've had to date a pretty lengthy career, is it something that you're looking to do, you know, to push yourself? Is that push an important thing as a person who is a career artist?
Yeah, know? Definitely. Or I would absolutely quit.
Do you find it hard to find that motivation to do that sometimes, or is it a necessity at this point?
For this album, there was a point where I thought I was done writing, and then I was encouraged by people around me that I really needed to keep writing and to strive for, you know, better songs all the time. And it was like put in a positive way. That was frustrating for me because I had written so, like, more than I'd ever written for any other record. I had written so much already, and I felt pretty drained by the process of writing and sitting at the piano and stuff. And then I just dug deeper and just kept writing, and I was really happy with the stuff that came out. So I thought I was definitely done, but yeah, In My Dreams, I wrote after one of those conversations, one of those inspiring work conversations. My manager, the person I work the closest with besides Danny, was like, I really want you to push yourself for some more music. And I was like, no. And then as soon as I got off the phone, I just, you know, some people can really inspire you when they speak to you and about art, and she can do that to me, so it was great. And when I wrote that song, I was like, oh, very fast. And I love that song, so that was good.
So when you are prepping, you know, you said you wrote about 30 songs, you know, and then also we're working on songs with Dan. How do you decide what makes the cut and what hits the floor?
That was really challenging this time. I keep going back to Compostela because it seems like it just also was a minute ago, even though it wasn't really. Yeah. But like for Compostela, the band sat around the room over there in the living room, and we listened to all the songs that we had, which I don't remember how many they were, but we all made a list from 1 to 5 of what we liked the most and the least or something. And then we just cut them. Like, we just did a tally of the winners, and that was it.
I didn't give it a style.
Yeah. And then, sorry. And then, for this album, it was like a pretty, I found it like a, almost like a painful process, because there was songs that I really loved that I wanted to keep that I ended up not keeping. And then there were songs that I didn't know if I wanted. And it was just like, there was too many. And that's not bad. I tried to make the best record I could, and I tried to keep the ones together that were meant to be together. And I think that we chose pretty well. Yeah, I think that's a good collection.
There you have it. That's part of my conversation with Jen Grant. A big thanks to the one and only Jen Grant for sitting down with me around her kitchen table for this interview. Later this week, you can hear the full interview on the Halifax is Burning Interviews podcast. Subscribe right now on iTunes or find a link at halifaxisburning.com so you don't miss out. Jen Grant wraps up the first leg of her Canadian tour in support of Paradise on Saturday, May 13th, with a hometown show at the Rebecca Cohen Auditorium here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. From her new record, Paradise, here's a track called Hero. You're listening to Halifax is Burning.
Well, it isn't and it is. I've been meaning to call you. I've been meaning to call you, and I do. I've been meaning to call you. I've been meaning to call you.
Doug Mason with a Tragically Hip cover from their album World Container, a track called In View. Now, every now and then, and we've talked about it here on the program before, I just open up my email and there's a new Doug Mason record there sitting waiting for me. And it's always a pleasant surprise and always a welcome email to get. Now, in addition to original material, which there is some, and Doug Mason has been putting out records for quite some time now, including a 7-inch courtesy of Noise Records. He also just kind of bides his time and makes these albums full of covers, and they're just songs that he likes or wants to kind of tackle playing, and they range. There's a huge variety of songs, you know, from 80s power ballads to Metallica songs to this Tragically Hip, you know, kind of contemporary stuff, Taylor Swift, Counting Crows, you name it. They're on these Doug Mason covers records. They're not readily available, but I am amongst the few who get these emails, and I am very happy to get them. So this is the fourth such record I've received in this fashion, and this one is called Might Not Be Finished Playing the Classics. The records that preceded this were Doug Mason Plays the Classics, Still Playing the Classics, and For Those About to Play the Classics. So a big thanks to Doug Mason for sending those records along, as always. This summer, I think, when we kick into the summer series, we're going to do a whole show of just Doug Mason covers, because it's super fun and super summer vibes. Along the lines of sticking to getting emails, we're going to jump into a segment right now we like to call You've Got Mail.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Simple word. You've got mail.
Well, here at Halifax is Burning, we love getting mail. And if you want to get in touch and tell us about your band so we can get some things to air in the future, please do. You can find the contact at halifaxisburning.com. This week, we're bringing you a track from Rosewood Annie. They've got a brand new video out for this song. It's called Vices. So thanks to them for getting in touch via the internet and the email. Rosewood Annie on Halifax is Burning.
Now for something completely different.
And
Certainly one of my favorite records to come out of Atlantic Canada, perhaps the whole country, this year. And it's not even out yet. That's Not You, a track from their debut EP called Misty. The song is called Mabel. The album is out officially on Friday, May 12th, courtesy of Fun Dog Records. You can get a really nice 12-inch vinyl, clear. The album art's really cool. Get your hands on it and give it some spins. We like it so much, we're not just going to play one track from it tonight. We're going to play two. Here's another song from Misty. This is LL by Not You. You're listening to Halifax is Burning. Record. It's called Misty. It's by a band called Not You, and you can get your hands on it courtesy of Fun Dog Records, and I highly recommend you do. Definitely going to make the Halifax is Burning year-end best of list. Well, that about wraps it up for us tonight here on Halifax is Burning. We're going to hand things over to Don Adams and the Mojo Box. You're in good hands. And then we've got Deep Cuts Are the Deepest and the Dum Dums Radio Hour, rounding out Super Tuesday programming here on the station. Don't forget, you can listen to past episodes of Halifax is Burning at halifaxisburning.com. There's lots of handy links where you can find us on social media. We invite you to play along. And don't forget, you can tune in to the Halifax is Burning Interviews podcast later this week, and you'll be able to hear the entire interview with Jen Grant. A big thanks going out to Jen, as always, for sitting down and having a chat with me. What a lovely person to talk to. I'm going to leave you tonight with something by Walrus. They've been slowly trickling out new songs from their album Family Hangover, which is out very soon. The latest premiered via the reputable American blog Consequence of Sound. This is a track called Glam. It's going to take you out of Halifax's Burning and into the Mojo Box. Take care of one another. We'll see you next week. Walrus, on the way home.